Okay, Chayes, our assumption take. So, what we discussed was Semis, but I think he had a little bit of a different insight. I think we'll get some mileage out of it. So let's take a look. It's a Semis Tafresh Mem Zayin. Bemedrash Yodei Hashem Yimei Tmimim. Kashem Shem Tmimim, Kach Shnoseim Tmimim. Just like their Tamim, so too their days are also, the years are Tmimim. V'olam Ksiv, Shnei Chayei Sarah B'achrona. Right? This is V'yu Chayei Sarah, Mea Shana, V'Shim Shana, V'Shem Shanim. Shnei Chayei Sarah. Why does it repeat twice? Shnei Chayei Sarah. V'olamecha Shechaviv, Shnoseim, Shal Tzadikim, L'Zei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ba'olam Hazeh, U'Ba'olam Habah. Okay, there's going to be a ripple effect from the days of a tzaddik, what he does with his days, both in Olam Hazeh terms and in Olam Habah terms. U'kamo sheyesh bechinas tamim benefesh kein ba'olam v'shana. Right, like we discussed before, they always quote from the Sefer Yetzirah that on the pasuk Bahar Sinai, Ashan Kulo presents himself to us on three planes, Olam Shana v'nefesh. Right, and on these three planes, right, each one has its unique focal point. Right, the focal point of Nefesh being the soul of Yaakov, as encapsulated in all the souls of the Jewish people. Right, and the soul of and recording time, it's Shabbos, Yom Tov to a lesser degree, but primarily Shabbos, and in space is Har Moriah. Har Moriah. So now, Ukamoshish Bechinas Tamim Benefesh came by Olam of Ashana. Kiyesh Lechol Eilu Hagimel Shorish Bashamayim. Right? Every one of these things, right, is the idea of Tamim. Tamim is Dover Shalim, like the Labir Bachia points out. Where does he point it out? He points it out in by Lulav or something, whatever it is, that. That Yaakov is called, Yaakov is Ishtam Yoshev Oalim, and the Tiyomis is the chibur of two things. Maybe we're called two sides to make one, that's Tamim. So to also over here, right, when something is Mechubar to its Shorish and Shemayim, that makes it Tamim. So when a person is Tamim Tiyah Im Hashem Elokecha, it's sort of like realizing that the only way you can be Tamim is if you're connected to Hashem Elokecha. Otherwise, you're like, the Sfas Emes will use that terminology later, you're like Kila Plag Gufa. You're like half. Similar to similar to the way the Or HaChaim HaKadosh says by Machzit HaShekel, that Kadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu at Machzit HaShekel Tachas Kisei HaKavod, said the symbolism in that is to understand that you give a Machzit HaShekel. Why a Machzit HaShekel? Because you're only half. Your other half is Tachas Kisei HaKavod. So this idea, it's the idea that he's going to put forth here with Tamim. Mahagam ki azman hu tachas hashemesh. Even though zman we know is all tachas hashemesh, right? Zman is something which is shaykh to Olam Hazeh. But yesh ha'oros mizumanim u'miyuchadim l'chol yom v'shana. Fascinating. In other words, the idea of zman, right? The idea of zman. In other words, it has things that are mizumanim. Events that are meant to take place at their shores is in Shemayim, and they transpire within the flow of time down here on earth. It's interesting. The idea that Bechlal, that Zman comes to be Lashon Hazmana, right? Something is prepared beforehand. In other words, the events are prepared, they appear in the flow of time over here, right? But there's no time up there, but there are certain nekudos of light in Shemayim that are mizuma, that they have to come down here to what he called to the earth. Very interesting. Dichtiv vayara or kitov, the godzil litzadikim. He saw the light was good, and he was godizit litzadikim. Godizit litzadikim. What does that have to do with the price of eggs? Perush Aidei HaHester, Sheish B'chol Yob, Erev Avoker. Since in time, right, we call the flow of time, it's Erev Avoker. So that's the idea of being goaded in the tzaddikim. Perush, She'ed Ha'olam Azeh Yechol Kabel. Did I read the right place? Yeah. Yechol Kabel. I'm going to the left there. Yechol Kabel Ha'or, Rak Al Yedei Ha'erev. L'cheg Siv, Mikodem Erev, Acha Kach Vahiv Boker. You know, there's the whole nature of the or being revealed is that it has to be preceded by first by the evening. In other words, lack of clarity, from lack of clarity to clarity. Umitzad ze omru chazal yitzor shel adam izgaber lebechol yom de'is en golol or b'pnei choshech v'choshech b'pnei or perish v'chol yom izgal he'ara miyuchedes. In other words, every day there's a new he'ara. And that he'ara is, record that appearance of light is upon a backdrop of preceding darkness. And that's the idea of Yitzur Shel Adam Mizgaver LeBechol Yom. There's a new nisyonos every day. Achakak bo hachoshech v'gol l'hor. And then once again, that he'ara is passed, record, and now we have a new choshech, which has to be rolled away in front of a new war. V'tzorech l'schadesh or acher l'haver ha'choshech shal yom zeh v'chein l'olam. V'kvochein kol mokum u'mokum, so to every place. So there's in time and there's also in place. Gosh v'savti parshas lechecha ki tomim hu, right, that was the idea of Gosh Baruch Hu sending Avram, yeah, to Eretz Yisrael. And there's always the idea of lech lecha, you're always going, right, to reveal the new, as it were, choshech in place, and bring down the new or in that in place. So it is. Ki tomi hu keshanefesh mizdabek v'shorsho. That's the idea of tomi. Ki ba'olam ezehu rak kamo plag gufo. That was already mentioned before. You know, that's just like half a goof. So always you're going towards what he called, going towards tzvimus, towards connecting with what he called, connecting with your other half, which is, like I say, takas kisei kovod. And the way that you do that is you travel through time and space, collecting what he called the aura, the light that's meant to be revealed in both time and what he called, and in place. V'lechei ksiv Avram, Noach, can Isam be drashim? Then what he called, they called the when Kosh Baruch calls out to them, because since that's their job description, is what he called, is to attach the this world down below where things are hidden to the world above where things are revealed. So therefore, Kosh Baruch calls out Q to the two yitziras of a person, just like it says by yitzir with two yudin, with regard to the creation of man, a yitzira ol hazer, yitzira ol haba, and also, even in that Yetzir and Olwazeh, it doesn't just mean his physical being. It means his revelation of Hashem's presence down here, right? And that's the idea that this Hashem started off with, that of course, Baruch Hu is the days of a person, of the days of the tzaddikim, are chovim to him, both in Olwazeh and in Olwaba. Right? Both in Olwazeh and in Olwaba. In other words, here in the world of darkness, there's a chavivus where they bring that light there, and then also upstairs in Shammai, which ultimately becomes their reward, that also is coming to him. It's coming to him. Right. Okay. That's why her days are called tmimim. Wow. Why is it so chavim to Hashem? Chor the chavim to Hashem in that it educates other people, right? It teaches them, it gives birth to them, it allows the person to imitate Hashem, to make himself more similar to Hashem, as his actions influence others, right? It also makes it possible for that person himself to receive the schar. That Kosh Baruch Hu's ratzon is to give us that oneg. But in other words, in Olam Hazeh, it could be both things. It could be first that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, first this person has now made it possible for him to receive his reward in the next world, so that's why he's Chaviv here. It's the Chili Hechit Yimsa. Plus also, he has achieved a similarity to Hashem, which Hashem wants for him, because that really what makes possible a greater dveikus, when we become more similar. Just like Kodesh Baruch Hu is a creator, so too he has given us the ability to create by our deeds. Not only do we create ourselves, but also we help shape the people around us. That's why they chose what he called the Maras HaMachpelah. The Kosh of Chazal, Bayis Valila, Klobos HaMokub, Hayadovuk, Beshor Shalomala. Ube Emes, Kol HaTzivivus Hanal, HaKol Toli Ba'odam. Right? And there's the idea being, very cool, that's the Chashivus of the Maris Machpelah. It's a cave, right? We call, really what comes out is an upper level, then you go down, right? There's a lower level, and then we call, then you go inward. Right, well, that's what it appears. It appears to be both a bias and aliyah, and also a cave behind a cave. But the idea of the bias and aliyah, that's what he's only discussing that first parish. You know, there's different reasons as to call why it's called a Maris HaMachpelah. According to Peter, the reason it's called Maris HaMachpelah is because there's a bias and an aliyah.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lower level and then there's the upper level. And l'chor, that's symbolic of what he called the chibur that the person achieved in his lifetime to attach his earthly life with his spiritual sources in heaven. So the idea of Maris HaMachpelah, the Isa, Adam Nivra bin Elyoni bin Tachtoni, Koshikos of Rashi's of Parshas Bereishis, Ofer bin Adoba, Vayibach Ba'apov, etc. Right, he's offered an adoba, and the same thing, like it says that Kosh Baruch Hu breathed life into his nostrils, and like Chazal say, when someone exhales, right, so they're exhaling from their insides, the Koviyochel Kosh Baruch Hu, when he breathed life into man, maybe he's breathing the yid, but he caught from his essence. So this man was made in such a way that there shouldn't be any kiddim v'vayis v'reishis, because every day, as it were, it was either elyonim, tachtonim, elyonim, tachtonim, elyonim, tachtonim, and then Adam, right, is mechaber both. L'chein ha'odam b'koach ha'neshoma ha'mishtatefes b'gufo o'se sholom bin elyonim v'tachtonim. That's the sholom. Right, the chibur of elyonim tachtonim. That's what he calls here sholom, and that's what he called before tmimus, to mitamim, right? The tiyobes, like the Mirabachi said, the emes shal yidei acheta rishav achakach vecheta egel esalik and shoma pnimis. Right, we lost that. Right, like we said, ani amarti elokim atem uvnei elyon kulchem. Achein ke adam timusun. Just like we lost that, recall that tmimus, lost that tmimus through the chait of the Eitz Hadas, so too we lost it with the Chet HaEgel, alas and alack, right, God, we call now we call Achein ke Adam Tumusu, we die like Adam. But nonetheless, Mikol Mekom Nisha Bivnei Yisrael He'ora Mizu HaNeshama. Even though the Neshama in its full force, at that level is not with us, we lost it when we left the world of Tumus. On the other hand, the aura, right? There's still the glow is still recall is still apparent, like the Rishima is still there. You can still see recall. You still see the aura, as it were. V'chei nikru ha-shulamis, we're called shulamis. Osu shalom ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo'olamo. And Kleister is called the shulamis. There's even the full force of what he called of that chibur of elyonim tachtonim is not found with us, because we lost it through our abandoning tvibus, through our eating the etzadas, through our asiyas ha'egel. Nonetheless, the he'ara is still there, and by virtue of that, we can still be referred to as shulamis. They create shalom between Kaviyachol, the Rebbeinu Shalom, and his world. U'b'Shabbes Kodesh Shiyish Neshav Yisera Nikra Mitam Hadal. But it's called Shalom. Shabbos is called Shalom, Because since we have the Neshama Yisera, so therefore, it's a greater level of Tmimus, a greater level of Shleimus, of Shalom, between the Yodah and the Tachtor. The Neshama itself is called Shalom. But Tzadikim, Bifrat ha'avos ve'yimos how you call yemeim bimchidas haShabbos b'nikru tmimim. That's why they're called tmimim. The avos and the yimos are called tmimim. Further he says, b'pasuk Avram zokein baba yamim, right? Hashem birachas Avram b'kol. V'medrash zokein zeh what he called. It says also in the Gemara, right? Zokein shekada chachma, zokein zeh shekada beis olamim. Right? In other words, he's Kodeh Chachma, and he's Kodeh Beis Olami. That's the lashon of what he called of the Medrash. Excuse me. He's your other boy, Ela Chachma, Amitis, Viodeh, Umevi, Umevatel, Levatel Atzmo, Ela Hashem Yisborach. In other words, When a person is kodeh chachma, that is unlike the, what we call the standard approach to chachma. The standard approach to chachma is what we call to know, right? And to know, what we call, so I've achieved, right? In other words, the more you know, the more you've achieved, the more that you staple your thumbs to your proverbial suspenders, and we call it, so on and so forth. But what we call, by the emes. By Hadus, the goal of Chachma is to cause a person to reach a Nivus, to realize that even this is what we talked about in Vayera, at the beginning of Vayera, that Moshe was sitting, but what we call the Pesach Oel. The Pesach Oel is even after everything that he achieved, he understood, he did the Mila, etc., he's still doing Achlas Zorchim, but he realized he's just sitting at the Pesach Oel. He's just at the entrance to what he called to the vast, vast canopy of existence, right? You're never at the end, because there is no end. So what he called leads a person to greater Anivus. So he says also here, Bechol Naicha, through his bito, that's what gives kiyum to the world, because the more that a person knows, and then the more that person then is mevatel himself, the more that the person is cementing the shamayim to what he called to the arts. He's mekayim the olam. The Shabbos yochiach sheish bo bito kol abaisim v'huhu kiyum kol kimei abaisim. Shabbos is proof positive to this, because what happens in Shabbos? In Shabbos, the person is mevatel all the maisim, and yet that's what gives kiyum to the rest of the week. Like the Orachayim Hakadosh says, if there were no Shabbos, the world would cease to exist. And if there's a person, if there were no people keeping Shabbos, right? Even though we don't create kedusha Shabbos, right? Kadosh Baruch Hu creates kedusha Shabbos. We create kedushas yomim tovim, right? But Shabbos is kviya v'kaima. But nonetheless, if there were a chayma kodesh, if there were nobody keeping Shabbos, then the world would just disappear. So through the beetle that gives kiyum, v'chol hanaycha lefonavi is borach. Right? Oh, I skipped something. V'shabbos v'chiyach sheish v'beetle k'vaisim hu kiyum kol yivayimayis nechsiv v'yishbos v'yivorek. Then through the shvisa comes the bracha. V'chol hanaycha lefonavi is borach. In other words, the Menucha, where we are mevatel ourselves to Hashem through our receipt of what we call our ceasing to do the Ma'isim on Shabbos, and our receival, a receipt of the Neshama Yisera, and we now become a clean machzik bracha. V'zeh anaychel afonav. This is the menucha before the Rabbonu Shalom to receive Tov Beinei Hashem Levarach Es Yisrael. That's what we call that's Tov, that gives kiyum. The Kodesh Baruch Hu's connection to the world in that when he could give Levarach Klal Yisrael. So once again, the world becomes more vibrant as a function of our being mevatel ourselves with every new hasaga, with every new level of comprehension. We mevatel ourselves further to the Ribono Shalom, right? Then we receive a new level of comprehension, a new level of comprehension, and once again mevatel, and back and forth and back and forth, over and over and over again. That is the ideal state as far as the Ribono Shalom is concerned. That's what creates bracha in the world, greater presence of the Borei Olam in the world, of the Shechina of the world. V'zeo HaRebes of Avraham Zakeid, V'nizkorev El HaShor She'elyon, right? He used Kode Chochma, right? He came close to his HaShor She'elyon. V'az V'ashem Beirach Bakol. And then afterwards, the Kodesh Baruch Hu was Mevarach Him Bakol. Perish Afilu Ba'olam HaZeh, Kosh Kosev, Shekada Beis Olamos. Kada Beis Olamos. That's the other idea of Kada Chochma, and Kada Beis Olamos, that not only is what he called is he creating his Olam Haba, but he's transforming Olam Hazeh. He's Kodesh Ne'olamos. So what comes out over here is very interesting. He referred to the Medrash started off with talking about the idea of Yodei Hashem Yimei Tzvimi. Right? Remember, that's how he started off. The Medrash started off with the pasuk in Tilim, Yodei Hashem Yimei Tzvimi, Kashem Shem Tzvimi, Kach Shoseim Tzvimi. Right? Now, and then he didn't explain how Lamaisa this came about with Sarah. With regard to Avram, so it says after Avram Zokain, Baba Yamim, Hashem Beirach Avram Bakol. Zachon. So he explained that the methodology was of what he called of Avram's kinyan b'chachma, his beetle, further kinyan, as it were, attaching right the heavens to the earth, and then what he called, and therefore the tzvimim, what he called, the what's the tzvimus? The tzvimus is both in Olam Hazeh and Shnosev Shal Tzadikim, like it says, Chaviv Shnosev Shal Tzadikim, Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bolam Hazeh, Bolam Haba. But he didn't talk about how Sarah achieved it. So now take a look for a second, if you don't mind skipping, just for a scooch. Take a look at the Hamik Dover, down at the bottom. The Hamik Dover, it says, Vayu Chayei Sarah, Mi'ar Shana, Ve'asvim Shana, Ve'sheva Shanim, I'm like yourself, the El, Hey, what do you call it? Okay, Shnei Chayei Sarah. Miuter. Once again, the Hamikdover is addressing also the repetition of the phrase Chayei Sarah, Shnei Chayei Sarah. Ve'ein kai bechol makom zeh haloshem. Right? Don't find this anywhere else. Ve'ein kvar pirashnu kama pavim pirish chayim beloshna kodesh with chayim b'shtei mashmaos ma'ushmaguyos really. Right? The recall chayim, the idea chayim beloshna kodesh can mean two things. Achas kai v'lomavis. Literally, life. Base. Sabeach v'ilez, ilaz, like Aliza, right? Aliz. Below itzavam. There's chayim is what he called, is used with both to life versus death. Chayim is also a reference, what he called, to happiness, as opposed to, as opposed to the big D, sadness. Ki edin sh'amru b'yuba, so perak balo. Shnos Chayim v'Sholom, right? Shonim habhapkos mira latova. They're called Shnos Chayim v'Sholom when the years are turned from bitter moments to good moments. So the what generates happiness, right? As opposed to atzvus, that's also associated with Chayim. V'chem be'artzus v'chayim, right? We say Hashem be'artzus v'chayim. The artzus v'chayim is a reference to Eretz Yisrael. Right, Eretz Yisrael, what we call it, which is attached to all of Abba, right? But also, it's also a reference to Mokum Shvakim, where there's really called, where there's life. Life is still safe, where there's really called, there's commerce, the marketplace. Tamad Sova, there we call, where there's Sova, where there's what we call, I used to remember walking through Machat Yehuda and just being blown away by all the exquisite looking fruits and vegetables, even if I buy them, just was so beautiful, the bracha of Eretz Israel. Right, let's leave his bonet, says the Netziv. And what they say, Sha'avram haya tofel l'sara b'nevius. Right? They say that what he called that the Sara was greater than Avram b'nevius. Says the Netziv, he says, I don't understand this. The aid, what he called, Ella, not kill. Ella Tema, it's a typo. This is like, huh? Like, what are you talking about? How can it be that Sarah is greater than Avraham Avinu's? Ha'odim ha'godol, asher dibra ha'shem imo, kama pavim. Avraham was spoken to by the Rebbe Shem so many times in what he called the Chumash. Yet tofel l'sara, right? Asher shadibra, shol dibra ha'shem ki'im dibur echad, lo ki tzachakt. Right, the only time you see that Hakadosh Baruch Hu before speaks to Sarah is only when you quote last week's parsha where he says her Loki Tzachak. She says she didn't laugh, and Hashem says no, you did laugh. That's it. Period. So how is it shaykh to say that Sarah is greater than Avraham Avinu's? Right, with Farshi Baraba who Dvar Hashem. Right, the Medrash says it's not that Avraham said it to her, that Hakadosh Baruch Hu said it to her. It comes to the theme is Bechadish, where it says that Sarah was greater than Avram. When he calls, it doesn't mean in the Vua Mamish, but in Ruach HaKodesh. We know there's a difference between the Vua and Ruach HaKodesh. The Vua, right, comes down from Shemayim like a lightning bolt, yeah, and fries the person, the normal circumstances of Moshe Rabbeinu, etc. And Ruach HaKodesh wells up within a person, right? That inspiration that wells up within the person. He doesn't lose his senses, he maintains his ideas, etc., etc., etc. This the Radak talks about in his Hakdama to Ksuvim in Berikot and Sefer Tehillim. So Sari, he wants to say, was greater than Adam, not in the level of the Vua, but rather the level of Ruach HaKodesh. Sharei Shnei Dvarim, hey, Ruach HaKodesh. Who Kabosha Adam is Bode Ubashal of Ruach HaKodesh. What a person is were is to himself, right? To himself. He's Mizbode. And then the cause of the Ruach HaKodesh to rest upon him. Yodea Basharo, he knows what he's seeing, right? He knows what he's hearing. It's not like the Sefer Shmuel talks about Shaul Melech experiencing a nevuah. It says literally tore his clothes off, right? He lost his senses. Again, the different perush is what it means over there, but the Pashim trying to tore his clothes off. Umdam. Lo dibra ibo Hashem, ibo Hashem. Revua hu, or in general, in other words, the idea of Ruach HaKodesh, Hashem doesn't speak to you, but the Ruach HaKodesh wells up with the side of you. Revua hu b'chida gdola v'rabba b'zek moshe b'yardo. Right? Revua is different. V'davon HaMelech, al v'shom, z'doch l'shneim. He had both. V'ruach Hashem diber bi, u'bilo aso al v'shoni. Right? The Ruach Hashem diber bi, that's Ruach HaKodesh. Right? Avofia al Varatzvo, that I've got Miloso al Lashoni, and Kosh Baruch also spoke to David, Derech Levua, that his words are upon my tongue. Shu Novi Babish. But Avram, I have got a bit of Vua Besara. Avruch HaKodesh, I saw Sara, but so yet is Yosef Avram Avinu. So that's the difference. Avram was greater in the Vua, but Sara was greater in Ruach HaKodesh. Two reasons for this. Echad she'avra b'tzidko ha'yamadiga ol v'adrichel avodas Hashem goshakosav ishal l'faneinu nos nisi elokim v'yavur l'faneinu u'mishasko y'vahamal v'avra was always dealing with people. Right? Even though it says that Sarah was Bekarevis, the Chazal says Sarah was Bekarevis, when he quotes Hanashim, she's like, Avra was Bekarev, the Hanashim, but Avra was out there all the time. Right? U'mishasko y'vahamal rabba ir yochel izbodeh. Right? He can't be misboded. There's no time to be misboded. He's always an ish tzibur. Masha'eki Sarah ha'isa yosheves ba'ola b'kedusha v'tahara. She was always inside of her oil b'kedusha v'tahara. Right? Masha'eki kosav ha'gog. Right? Chsav sofer b'akdamosim b'sed v'ar b'ru'i b'ilav. She'edi say Ruach HaKodesh chal ele b'toch simcha shel mitzvah. Ruach HaKodesh is always what he called when a person is sameach b'mitzvah, then Ruach HaKodesh comes upon him. V'sara zeh tzadekes, right? Tzidkasa lipole. Shahaisa be'munosa b'bitochon chazak ba'od na'alek v'vua b'rabba. Sha'omra sara l'avravino at b'haftocha v'ani be'munah. It's an interesting thing. The Medrash Rabba says that when Avram talked about the haftocha he received from the Rebbe Rishon, but Sarah says, you got your haftocha, I am by emunah. In other words, her bitochon was very, 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 very strong. Very, very strong. And that generated inside of her a sense of simcha all the time. If you're being so much on Avtocha, so you're always concerned, maybe the Avtocha won't last. Because what he called it, who says it's going to last in Olamazeh? Because Shavi Yigrob HaChet. Nachod. Vashaykin Sora Shaisa Chazoka Bebudasa Blishu Avtocha. Hakelo Nisatva Kol Yivei Chayesh. She was never sad because she's always living Bebudah. Vaisa Shkua Beruach HaKodesh. V'zel dibra kosa shnei chayei sara. These, that's why it says shnei chayei sara. The sharim shala kula ayu b'chayei simcha. Right, her life was always what you call a time of simcha v'nefesh habal v'nizga b'chayei ruchni, etc. So that's what he calls. That's the right. So that's what he calls. So if we apply this, what he calls the tziv, to what the Sfas Hemes discussed, we have before us the two methodologies by which the tzaddik achieves Yodei Hashem Yimei Tzvimim. Kishem Shem Tzvimim, Kachshon Shem Tzvimim, and it applies to both Sarah and Avram. With regard to Avram, so the Sfas Hemes explained to it, it was Derech Achokma, right? Doesn't mean that Sarah didn't have Chokma, but it means the focus by Avram was what he called them was the Kinyan Achokma. And that became the methodology of his attaching Shemayim Aretz. He understood, it was Mevatel himself, right? Whereas Sarah, the way the Tzim explains it, that's why she was greater Ruach HaKodesh. Hers was achieved intuitively through what he called, through her Simcha, and through her Emuda, and her Bitachon, right? She was looking to the higher level of Ruach HaKodesh, like the Tzim says. But Bailey, we understand also how two different approaches to Yodei Hashem Yimei Tzvimim. Kishem Shem Tzvimim, Kach Shosei Tzvimim. Very interesting. Very interesting. So this is what he calls, this is an important thing, just bechlal in terms of Avodas Hashem, that we see that there's two approaches, and they don't have to be exclusive of one another, but you blend them, each person according to who he is, etc. But this is what he calls what's coming out of here. Within that light, then let's take a look-see, what he calls, go to page 2, and let's take a look-see just with some Nakudas with regards to the Maharas of Achpela, that I think we'll find, what he calls, our reflection of what we just discussed here, Lagabe, that which is Fasebe said, and we call, based upon how the Nitziv explained for us what Sarah's methodology was in contrast to Avram's. Maharas of Achpela says, V'chein Matzidu, right, you see this is from the Karakevach, it's from Beira Bache. V'chein Matzidu, Shemitzvah Zo, Shachnas, Orchim, In other words, he made the inn, right? Where we call the place where Avraham Achnas Zorim, he was a Pardes, or what we call in Achsadia. Shenata the Tiazu, his Eshel, right? His Eshel. Shenata the Tiazu, Shem Shila Kosov Leitz. Zocho lebanim, lechein nira lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'mokam ilonos, zehu b'mokam ilonei mamrei, v'sham bisro ha-malach sh'yoshuv eitz lach v'yelo ben. Fascinating. So in other words, what do you call it? The Rebbe Bache says that Avram is what he called Besorah. Because even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing these things for Avram, he's turning him from an eyeless, what he called, he's his wife from an eyeless, he was an awkward, he turned him into what he called, what is going to have children, etc. But the methodology, the conduit, was through HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just let me say, El Dvar Shal Adam Ochel Peroseim, the Peros of what we call the Peros in Olam Hazeh from his Achlas Zorachim, that became the methodology by which HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mashpia, this nation part to give him a son, was through the conduit of Achlas Zorachim, which bears fruit, right? Fruit, in this case, fruit of the womb, right? Fruit of the womb. No pun intended, maybe. Right? Fruit of the womb, the function of his Achlas Zorachim. Mi'idach Gisa, interestingly enough, out of that same mice of Achnas Orchim, that's described at the beginning of Vayera, where he received his avtocha that he's going to have a son, he's going to have Yitzchak. But the very same event, let's see what it all else had generated. It says the picture of Elazar, Ratzlavi ben Bakar, right? Bakar Ratzav Ram. Remember what he called the beginning of Parshas Vayera. He ran to get the Bakar in order to be able to prepare the what he called the Gimel Lashonos with Chardal to be able to give to what he called to the Malachim. But says the what he called the Pirkei Rav Ratz Lahavi Ben Bakar Ubarach. Right? The Ben Bakar, the what he called the calf, fled. Fascinating. Fled. Barach Mulafar Ben Bakar Benichlas and Maras Machpela. And it ran into the Maras Machpela. The Nichlas Avram Achram, and Avram ran into the cave to catch the calf. Umatasham Adam Arishon VeEzro. There he saw Adam Arishon and Chava buried in the Maris Machpela. V'Shochim Al Mitos, what do you call a bed? Each one. V'Yeshedim VeNeiros Dolkos Aleim VeReach Tov Aleim KeReach Nichoach. L'Fila Chomer HaMa'ora LaChuzas Kaver. So it comes out as what he called the very same act that generated what he called the conduit of his receiving bracha and olam hazeh was what led him to want to have the maris hamachpelah, which is indicative. Remember aliyah lamala and aliyah what he called and bayis lamata. In other words, the chibur and the tmimus of both olam hazeh and what he called olam emet that became from that same event he was the shorish of his of wanting to have the maris hamachpelah as an eternal resting place for what he called for the of us, Rabbi Yitzchak Yaakov, Rivka, and Leah. Fascinating. I just look to conclude with one thing here. The Shemi Shmuel. Shemi Shmuel says, right, Ubashas Shom, right, the Gemara in Erevin that mentions the recall to Maris Machpelah. One says it's a bias on top of a li on top of a bias, and the other one says it's a recall. It's a cave within a cave, mm-hmm. And then the Gemara says, but a cave within a cave, you don't call that kuffle. Mm-hmm. The kuffle is, we understand, if it's top and bottom. Cave within a cave is what he called. That's like lots of caves are like that. That's not what he called. You wouldn't call it kuffle. It's the nature of caves. But here, what he called, why is it called a Machpelah? So the Gemara says, because the kful of Zugos. So now, B'shas, Shom, Mishlam, Alamad, Nomer, Zel, Gav, Zel, Haidu, Machpelah. Alamad, Nomer, Shnei, Batim, Zel, Shnei, Bizel, Bay, Machpelah. Perish, Rashi, Shnei, Batim, Moshach, Bezu, Loshen, Kfula. Two rooms doesn't really call make it Kfula, right? Interesting. Shekfula, Bezugos, says the Gemara. Why is it called Machpelah? Because they're Kfula, Bezugos. Because there was record, there was record places for husband, wife, husband, wife, husband, wife, husband, wife. The Yesh Lefarash Al Pidah Kedo Adal says Shem Yishmuel, right, 100 years ago, right? Which is called, we're in tough Shin Pei. This is a tough Reish Pei. Sha'avu Masara Afshe Shneim Nikru Tzvibim. Each of them were called Tzvibim. Haydu Shleimus Asechel Shemarosh Shleimus Hamidos Shemalev. Fascinating. So Moshe Kivanu, that what he called, we found that what he called the Shem Yishmuel was looking at it, what he called the way it was suggesting to try to explain this Vasavis using Lamech Gamel by the Shem Yishmuel says a similar sort of idea. In other words, they both had Seichel in the Rosh and Shleimus and Minos, both of them did. Avram, sorry. But Avram's forte, yeah, was Shleimus Bechiras HaSeichel, V'imad Nimshecha Shleimus Bechiras HaLev. V'sora Haise Ikur Shleimus Bechiras HaLev, V'imad Nimshecha Shleimus Bechiras HaSeichel. Fascinating. Al Kain Yesh Lefarish Nabish Haba'ar Sheish Lakir of Beyosa the Gan Eden Hatachto. This is what he called the Ba'ara, which what he calls the gateway to Gan Eden, right? The gateway to Gan Eden. Dugmas Albi Law Misyacheses La Avrom Haba'ar Sheish Lakir of Beyosa Lomazeh, right? Agash Misyacheses La Sara, right? The what he calls the fact that it's the gateway to right? The gateway to Gan Eden. Oh, excuse me. The Ara, which was the gateway to Gan Eden, is what he calls a symbol of the Chibur to El Yonim. And the Ara, like just like the Zohar says, that Avram is the Shorish of all what he called the Shabbos of Klal Yisrael, and Sarah is the Shabbos of all the holy Gufos of Klal Yisrael. The Ara Shri Shakir Biyoser, Lolomazeh, Agashim Misacheses Lesara. Right? The idea is, Kadesh, what he called the Chibur, the ultimate of an Adam, is when what he called is when there's a Chibur between the Olam El Yonim and the Olam Tachtov, the Chibur between the Ruchni and the Gashmi. So recall, that's why it's double mezugos. V'yah perush kful mezugos, lo shahar mezugos nigbro. It doesn't mean what he called there are lots of zugos there. Right? Kful mezugos. What does it mean? El shekola nigbarimab nigbro zug zug. Each one record seichel lev lev seichel seichel lev lev seichel seichel lev lev seichel. The combination of both, but each one with their unique forte. The husband and the wife, the Avram, the Sarah, Yitzchak and Rivka, right? Or what he called the Yaakov and Leah. She is them is yaches lezev v'lezev v'stayenu b'perush Rashi shapirush nikru kulam ish v'ishto. That was zug zug dechsiv shama kavru Avram v'sar ishto v'ashmal kedam dvareinu. So, regarding what we see, right, that both the description that the Medrash brought, that the Sfasemis brought initially, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is Yodei Hashem Yuei Tzvibim, Kshem Shuei Tzvibim, Kach Shnosei Tzvibim, Right? L'chach siv shnei chayei sara, b'achron l'amed chashachavim, shnoseim shel tzaddikim, l'vnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'ol vazeh, b'ol haba. So l'maisa, that comes to practical realization in record in the burial place, right, which we call Avraham acquired this week, what we call, and that's what he called, that's the Baras HaMachpelah. It's the Baras HaMachpelah. Should be all this, should be Le'ili Nishmas, I think his first name was Chaim Zev, Belinowitz from Beit Shemesh passed away suddenly. So I would call him, I would be at the Leviah now after the fact that we were supposed to learn, and plus also we have to get to Shabbos started early because make a Shalom Zachar for a Hillel in Givat Zev. But he was really cool. It was very matim that they should be really cool. They should be very matim that should be his parsha. He was always big on taking the kila to Hebron for parsha's chayisar. Mishamayim. Very cool that his levaya should be today. Daily Yiddish Blasso. Okay. And have a good Shabbos. Mm-hmm.